Hello, this is Editing Morgan here. I forgot to put this disclaimer slash trigger warning when I was doing the rest of recording today's episode. But today's episode is about fitness and food, which I know can be two very triggering topics for some people out there. So just listen to this episode at your own discretion. I do talk about food quite a bit and like how to eat healthy and stuff like that. And I know that can be triggering for some people. I never ever want to trigger anyone. So please just listen to this episode at your discretion. I'm so sorry. I forgot to do this disclaimer when I was recording the episode. And then while I was editing, I was like, oh shoot, I should probably put a disclaimer slash trigger warning. So you have been warned. Please listen to this episode at your own discretion. And yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, Morgan Flitt. Happy Tuesday, or happy whatever day you're listening to this. I'm just saying Tuesday because that's the day I upload episodes, but happy whatever day you're listening to this. I have an exciting solo episode planned for today. Don't worry, I will be getting back to the guest episodes. I know how much you guys love having guests on the podcast. I just lined up a bunch of really exciting guest interviews. One of them specifically, I am so pumped for. I don't want to give away too much, but I will say it doesn't really have anything to do with health or fitness. It has to do with voting. That's all I'm going to say. But I'm really excited for that interview. That will be coming out sometime in mid-October. But I have a lot of really great guest interviews lined up. So this will probably be the last solo episode for a little while, but this is an exciting solo episode. This episode is all about kickstarting your health and fitness journey. So basically finding a workout that you love doing, how to transition into eating healthy, because I know that may not be the easiest thing for most of us. I know it's hard to make yourself want to eat healthy. But I always get a lot of questions about how I got so into spin and also how I eat healthy. People like always ask me in my Instagram DMs, or even people that I know in my life ask me for food inspiration, or just basically like how I kind of make myself eat healthy. And I think the most important thing when it comes to my health and fitness journey, when I'm sharing it with others, is that I want my message to be attainable for everyone. So I always like to say that my sort of motto or message that I hope to spread is that I am showing that health and fitness is attainable for everyone. You know, I'm not the most fit person in the world. I don't have like six-pack abs or anything like that, but I do have a workout that I really, really love, which is spin, and I do eat pretty healthy. And I just get a lot of questions both in my DMs and people that I know just being like, how did you get into spin? How do you eat healthy? So this is kind of an episode that is kind of like a starter pack for jumpstarting your health and fitness journey. I'm really excited about this episode. Before we get into it, of course, we have to do our opening segment, which is one goal I have for the week and then one negative I'm turning into a positive. So the one goal I have for the week is to get back to reading. This past summer, I was like a reading machine. I have a Kindle e-reader, which is the best thing for reading. I'm not kidding. Like, I was a reading machine this past summer. I was reading anywhere from 4 to 7 books a month. Like, it was crazy. But then obviously school has started back up, so that's kind of taken away from my free time that I had over the summer to sit down and read for a couple hours. So this week, I want to make it a priority to get back to reading. Even if it's not like for an hour or two, even if it's just a couple pages before I fall asleep. I love reading. Like I said, this past summer, I read so many books, and I really want to get back to it because I think it's really good to have a hobby like outside of school, especially if you're a student. Like as a law student, I sit there and read textbooks 24/7. I think it is so important to be reading something that is not for school. And also reading just brings me so much peace of mind, and it's a great way to keep myself off my phone. So I really need to get back to reading. So that is my main goal for this week. And then one negative I'm turning into a positive is the weather changing. So It's obviously fall now. I actually love fall. Fall's probably my favorite season. So the fact that the weather is turning colder isn't what bothers me. I think I'm just more scared for what's about to come this fall and winter with coronavirus, because obviously the numbers are probably bound to spike up given that the weather is getting colder and it's becoming cold and flu season. So I'm just getting a little nervous. Things where I live in Buffalo have been pretty much open all summer, and I am just nervous that things are going to have to be re-shut down. So, I don't know, I'm just very nervous about what's going to possibly happen this fall and winter with all of the craziness that is going on in this world right now. But the way I'm turning that negative into a positive is just accepting the fact that I can't control the future. I talked about this in one of my spin classes that I taught last week. I usually do a song right before our last sprint song that's sort of like a slower hill that allows my riders to get in their heads and, I don't know, just kind of like use that 3 minutes or 4 minutes, however long the song is, for just a little bit of TLC, a little bit of therapy, if you will. So during one of the songs for one of the classes I taught last week, I talked about how a lot of us have a tendency to live in the past or really worry about the future, and we forget to live in the present. So that's what I'm telling myself to do right now, is just to be present, know that I am practicing good social distancing measures. So that's all I can do right now. I can't worry about the future of what's going to happen with all of the craziness that's going on in the world. But that being said, I do hope wherever you live, you are staying safe and healthy, especially as the weather starts to cool down. I'm sure cases are going to spike and stuff like that, but just make sure you're wearing a mask, please. You're washing your hands. You're practicing social distancing measures. Mindset right now when it comes to coronavirus is that I personally have gone this far without contracting it. Like, it's been 6 months now and I haven't contracted it, so I don't want to do anything that'll jeopardize my health or my family's health or my friend's health, anything like that. So just please stay smart, stay safe, rant over. Okay, so now to get into the meat of today's episode theme, which is kickstarting your health and fitness journey. So basically, finding a workout that you love, transitioning into eating healthy. These are questions that I get all of the time. So I want to first talk about finding a workout that you love. I get so many questions about spin, like how I got into spin, tips on getting better at spin, etc., etc. So I've told this story before, but long story short, I discovered spin my first year of law school. It was March 2019. Basically, I had fallen into a huge rut with my health and fitness routine because of school. All I was doing was going to school, going to my classes, going to the library, and then coming home, eating, you know, dinner or whatever with my family, and then going up to my room, sitting at my desk, and doing more schoolwork. It was a really, really bad cycle to be in, because school was what I was doing 24/7. Like, I literally did not have a life, and my health and fitness really suffered. I was drinking like 3 cups of coffee a day. My eating wasn't horrible, but I was definitely eating out a lot. I would get bagels at school, or if I was in the library for like a late night or whatever, I would just order food. Like, my eating was definitely not the best. So I knew that I wanted to get back into working out come the spring of my first year of law school. I had always been pretty good about working out my whole life. I was a dancer growing up. Then I was on my high school's rowing team when I was in high school, obviously. In college, I didn't play any sort of sport, but I was pretty good about going to the gym, like anywhere from 3 to 5 times a week. I would just go on the elliptical or lift weights. I would just kind of do random stuff. So I was good about staying active, but then obviously my first year of law school, I just like hit a dead end and I stopped working out completely. I did have a gym membership at that point. I belonged to a Planet Fitness, which is like 5 minutes from my house. But I just felt really unmotivated to go there because there was really nothing motivating me to go there. There weren't any classes. It wasn't like I had a workout buddy or anything like that. So I knew that if I wanted to really kickstart my health and fitness routine at that point, that I needed to find a workout that really motivated me and that I really loved. So that's where I came up with spin. So I follow this girl, She makes YouTube videos and she is on Instagram. Her name's Tori D. Simone. She's like 22 years old. She owns her own spin and fitness studio in Philadelphia. If you remember Rachel Robinson, who I interviewed a couple months ago, she works for Tori. She's a spin instructor for her. So I've been following Tori for a couple of years now. And she always would post spin videos, and she did rhythmic spin, which is riding to the beat of the music, and then you implement a little bit of choreography. Like, it just seemed really fun. I had taken spin classes before. I had done like really traditional spin classes where it's more interval style. So you're not riding to the beat of the music. You're just kind of like sitting on the bike. You're sprinting, you're doing heavy hills, whatever. And honestly, I didn't find those spin classes that fun. I know some people love that sort of spin, and that's great, to each their own, whatever works for you. But Tori was posting all these videos of rhythmic spin, and it looked super fun. So I Googled rhythmic spin class near me, and that's how I found Revolution Buffalo. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse because I talk about Rev literally every episode. But that is the studio that I am now an instructor at. So long story short, I went to a class there. Fell in love with it. Now, mind you, I was not the best rider from my first class. Like, I was horrible. I couldn't stay out of the saddle. I couldn't keep up that well. Like, I was not a good rider. But I walked away from that workout feeling so good and knowing that I wanted to keep at it and get better, because it is really motivating when you're seeing the instructor just like kill it up on the podium, or you're watching the riders that are in front of you in front row just like killing it and keeping up with the instructor the whole time. So that's how I got really into spin. I took my first class and I knew that I wanted to get better at it, so that was my goal, and then I became a really strong rider. So I've been doing spin for about a year and a half now. I obviously teach it now, like I've said. Subtle plug, I do teach rhythm classes at Revolution Buffalo. We are doing them outdoors right now, so come and try it out. Just look up Revolution Buffalo on Google or whatever, and the schedule will come up. But yeah, come meet me. That would be so cool. Anyways, so I've been doing spin for about a year and a half now. During quarantine, obviously, all of the fitness studios were shut down, so I started doing Pilates from home. This is so funny because I never thought I would be the sort of person to like a workout like Pilates. I hate slow workouts. I absolutely despise yoga. I think yoga is so boring. I think it's such a beautiful workout. Like, I wish I could like yoga, because I do think if you are like a yogi or whatever you're called, I think you're so cool. Like, I think people who can do all those cool poses and stuff are awesome. I don't know why. I've never enjoyed a yoga class, and I've done quite a few. I don't know. I just don't enjoy a slower workout. So Pilates was something that I never ever thought I would enjoy. I started doing it over quarantine and I'm obsessed. It's pretty much what I do in conjunction with spin, because it's really good cross training. I feel like my core has gotten so much stronger. I just feel like it was a good new challenge for me, because with spin, like, I became a really decent rider. Walking into a class, I was like, okay, I can definitely keep up with the instructor. Like, I just needed a new challenge, and that's definitely what Pilates has been for me. Personal anecdote aside, how can you find a workout that you really love? So my biggest piece of advice is to think outside of the box. So that's basically kind of how I found spin and Pilates. I think a lot of people, when they think about jumpstarting their health and fitness journey, they think, okay, I'm just going to go to like a box gym and sign up for a membership, and I'm going to just go lift weights or go, you know, run on the treadmill, whatever that may be. And that will totally work for some people. Like, props to you if that's, you know, how you started your health and fitness journey and that's what works for you. I think for most people, that's not super motivating, because you have to depend on yourself to go to the gym. And I think a lot of people don't have that sort of willpower. So I always say to people, try a boutique fitness class, whether it's spin, Pilates, boxing, yoga, whatever it may be. Try a boutique fitness class. I say this because you pay for the class, so I just think it's more motivating to go knowing that you've already prepaid for the class, and if you skip it, you're going to lose out on your money or the class credit, whatever it may be. I know for spin, there's been many of times that I'm waking up for like a 6 or 7 a.m. class, and I'm like, I don't want to do this, but I've already paid for it and I'm going to lose out on my money if I don't go. So then I end up going. So that has always really motivated me. Also, the culture of a boutique fitness studio, I think, is just so much better than the traditional box gym. When I would go to Planet Fitness, I like didn't have friends. Obviously, like, you're not really going to make good friends at like a box gym. You might, and that's totally cool if you have, but I personally didn't like have anyone that I was looking forward to seeing when I would go to Planet Fitness. Versus Rev, I am good friends with a bunch of the instructors. I am friends with people that I've taken classes with. I know, like, when the studio had shut down due to COVID, I was so excited for the studio to reopen, not because I wanted to only take a class, but because I really wanted to see all of my favorite instructors and my spin friends. I just think, like, the culture of a boutique fitness studio is so motivating, and you really get what you pay for. I just think it's more of a personal experience. I've cried in spin classes. Like, spin classes are legit therapy for me. I can't say that about going to lift weights at Planet Fitness. It hasn't, like, changed me both physically and mentally like spin has. So definitely think outside of the box. I definitely encourage boutique fitness classes. I know they can be expensive. If you're a student, most places have student discounts. And I think ClassPass is also a really good option. ClassPass is like an app that a lot of fitness studios partake in, where you can buy class credits on the app and then use those credits at whatever studios you want to. So that's really cost effective. But yeah, I absolutely love boutique fitness studios, and I always recommend them to people who come to me and are like, I need advice on how to jumpstart my health and fitness routine. I always say try a boutique fitness studio class. It will change your life. Speaking of trying a workout class, I know that there sometimes is like that nervousness and anxiety that you get prior to trying a new workout. I know I felt that when I walked into my first class at Rev. It just seemed like everybody knew each other. I was just kind of like hanging out on my bike. I will say the instructor, Lindsay, my girl, came over and introduced herself. I had someone from the front desk help me set up my bike. So those are definitely the pros of a boutique fitness studio. The workers will make you feel comfortable. So I know it can be super intimidating to try a new workout as a whole, even if it's not at a boutique fitness studio. Maybe you're just going to the gym, trying a class there, lifting weights for the first time. The biggest piece of advice I can have, well, I guess I have a couple. One, everybody has a day one. Remember that. Even the instructor on that stage teaching the class has had their very first spin class at some point in time, and they struggled too. Nobody is good at a workout from the very first get-go. So definitely remember that it takes time to build that strength, build that endurance when it comes to whatever workout you are trying. Two, I would also say reach out to instructors or trainers if you can. So I used to just go to Rev and just like go take my class and leave. I wouldn't really like talk to anyone. I wouldn't talk to the instructors. Then I started sort of, including myself in the studio culture and talking to fellow class takers and the instructors, and it just made the experience so much better. It made me look forward to my workouts so much because I knew I was going to see a friend or two at my class. So definitely reach out to the instructor for help. Ask them how you can improve, or if you're just going to like a box gym like Gold's Gym or Planet Fitness, whatever it may be, there are trainers there that can help you. So if you have anxiety about like trying a new weight machine or just like weightlifting as a whole, or maybe trying a new cardio machine, that's the trainer's job. So definitely feel free to reach out to them. I know it's kind of like scary to ask for help, but I feel like it's better to ask for help than to be completely clueless. So when it comes to kickstarting your health and fitness routine, it's going to take time to find a workout that you truly enjoy. Like I said, in college, I would go to the gym and lift weights and go on cardio machines, but I wasn't in love with that workout. I truly, truly didn't fall in love with a workout until I found spin. So it definitely takes some time and some experimenting. Don't be afraid to change it up. Like I said, I have been spinning for about a year and a half now, and I just found Pilates over quarantine, and Pilates is like a new workout that I'm obsessed with. So even like this far into my health and fitness journey, I am always trying new workouts. So don't be afraid to change it up. Think outside the box. You don't always have to stick to whatever workout you want to do. It definitely takes like trial and error to find a workout that you like. And also know that just because one workout works for someone, it might not work for you. So I'm sitting here preaching about how much I love spin. You might go to a spin class and absolutely hate it. And that is okay. You might be super into yoga. I hate yoga. I think that's the beauty of, you know, your health and fitness journey is that it's very personal and it should be about you. So with trial and error, you will definitely find the workout that you love. It definitely takes time. Don't be afraid to think outside the box and try new things. That is basically my biggest piece of advice to sum it up. Okay, so now talking about another key element of jumpstarting your health and fitness journey, and that is eating healthy. Eating healthy is really hard for a lot of us, to be blunt. I grew up in like a house that ate relatively healthy, but we definitely indulged from time to time. And my diet was fine throughout college. Like I said, my first year of law school is when my health and fitness really tanked. I was drinking like 3 cups of coffee a day. I was eating out a lot. It just wasn't that good compared to how I eat now. So I want to talk a little bit about my diet. So I don't follow any sort of diet. I don't do food combining. I'm not vegan. I don't label myself. I don't feel very comfortable with labeling my diet. I am an intuitive eater, but I don't really view that as a diet. I view that as a philosophy of eating. If you don't know what intuitive eating is, I have a whole episode about that. It's a couple episodes back, so just search it up and I explain what it is and how to practice intuitive eating. But other than that, I don't label my diet in any sort of way. I also don't really restrict anything in my diet. I do try to watch my refined sugar, because refined sugar can add up very, very quickly and it's not very good for your body. So I do try to watch how much refined sugar I eat. I also try to watch how much dairy I eat. I don't completely cut out dairy from my diet, but I try not to have a ton of it throughout the day, because if I really heavily consume dairy, it can make my stomach hurt. So I try to watch that, but I do eat like cheese. I don't really drink milk because I think milk is so gross. I have like almond milk and oat milk. Dairy milk, I think you're like the literal devil if you can sit down and drink a glass of dairy milk. Ugh. My boyfriend can do that and it's so gross to me. But I do have cheese. I'm trying to think of like other dairy things that I eat. Chocolate, stuff like that. Like I don't really heavily restrict my dairy. But other than that, I don't really restrict anything. So you're kind of like, okay, well, if you don't really follow like a specific diet, then how do you make yourself eat healthy? So it's definitely been trial and error just when it comes to, you know, finding a workout that you enjoy. Eating healthy is also trial and error. You definitely have to find the things that you like. So for example, I can't just sit down and eat fish. I hate fish. I think it's so gross. I know that it is very healthy for me, but I just can't sit down and eat a piece of salmon because I hate seafood. Same thing with salads. I know some people, like I personally love salads, but I know some people can't just like sit down and eat a salad. And that shouldn't be, you know, what you have to do in order to eat healthy. And I also think eating healthy looks different to everyone, which is totally fine. My biggest piece of advice when it comes to eating healthy is finding a couple of meals that you really, really like. So a couple of healthy meals that I like, I really like yogurt bowls. I like whole wheat waffles with peanut butter and jelly in the morning. I like fruit bowls. I love smoothies. I love salads. I like grilled chicken, rice, and veggies, which I know is like so boring, but it is a good staple. I really like it. I like veggie wraps. I like turkey wraps. I like hummus and veggies. I like oatmeal. I'm trying to think what else would I like normally eat. I drink a lot of tea. I also drink a lot of coffee. Like everything comes in balance for me. So that is my biggest piece of advice, is to find a handful of healthy meals that you really like. I pretty much eat the same thing almost every day. I'll like find a breakfast that I'm super obsessed with and I'll eat that breakfast for like a month or two and then I'll switch it up. It is totally fine to eat the same thing every day. I know it can be kind of boring, but I don't know. I'm just a very habitual eater. But yeah, I think if you find a couple of healthy recipes that you really like, you're going to become obsessed with them and you're going to naturally crave them. There's a lot of foods that I naturally crave just because I've eaten them so much. Like I crave fruit, or I crave a smoothie, or I crave a yogurt bowl. Like I've just kind of fine-tuned my body into craving those things. And that takes time. If you're someone who eats fast food all the time, your body's obviously going to crave that. So it is going to be harder to transition into eating healthy. But if you just do it slowly and you implement healthy foods into your diet at a very relaxed, manageable pace, you can eat healthy. I totally disagree with the concept of just completely overhauling your diet and immediately eating healthy, because I think that's how a lot of people fall back on eating healthy and maybe go back to unhealthy eating habits. So if you're someone who really struggles with eating healthy, I think just slowly implementing healthy meals into your diet until you have fine-tuned your body into craving healthy foods is the best way to do it. Going off of that, just because you're trying to make yourself eat healthy doesn't mean that you can't indulge a little bit. I probably have like a quote unquote healthy meal. I hate calling it that because I hate labeling food, but I do have maybe like a less healthy, less nutritious meal 2 to 3 times a week. Like I'll eat pizza, I'll eat a burger, I'll eat, I don't know, something that just like isn't stereotypically healthy. I usually eat meals like that 2 to 3 times a week, and they're not cheat meals or anything like that. Like I don't have a preset amount of cheat meals that I eat a week. Like I said, I am an intuitive eater. Go check out my episode about that. But if my body is craving a piece of pizza, I'm going to eat a piece of pizza, because I think it's better to serve your body's cravings and ignore them, and then potentially really throw off your healthy eating by binging, even messing up your relationship with food. So I always serve my body's cravings. I am an intuitive eater. I think that is like the best food philosophy for me personally. But I think especially when it comes to eating healthy, don't view it as like a chore or a task. That's why I'm so against cheat meals, because I feel like if it's motivating you to eat healthy because you're going to allow yourself to have a cheat meal Friday or Saturday, you're kind of ruining your relationship with food. And I just am very against labeling foods healthy or unhealthy or clean or not clean. Food is food. So I think if you look at your health and fitness journey as being a lifestyle and not just like a temporary diet or a temporary fix for weight loss or whatever, you will definitely see yourself sticking with this lifestyle much further than you would if you are just treating this as a temporary diet. To sum it up, in order to start eating healthy, I am all about implementing easy, small, and manageable changes into your current diet to make it more healthy. So if you get a coffee every morning, maybe sub out the normal dairy milk for almond milk. Or if you get like flavored syrup in your coffee, try getting sugar free. Maybe if you are going out to eat and you want to get a burger and fries, try to get a burger and a salad, or a burger and sweet potato fries if possible. Just little changes into your diet will eventually make you a much healthier eater. Like I said, for the fitness portion of this episode, the way that one person eats doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. Your health and fitness journey is very personal and should be about doing things that are serving you in a positive way. So if someone's eating vegan and they have an amazing body, don't take that as a sign that you should be eating vegan. Like I said, I'm an intuitive eater. You might try intuitive eating and it might not work out for you. Like I said in the fitness portion of this episode, health and fitness, it's all about being a trial and error sort of process. You're going to try things that work. You're going to try things that don't work. That's why, like I said, I view this as a lifestyle, not a temporary diet or a temporary fix to weight loss or anything like that. So just keep in mind, food is very, very personal. It should be about you and your relationship with food. So just because you see a certain diet working for one person doesn't mean that you should implement it into your life. Always do what is best for you. And if you can, I always recommend seeking out the advice of a registered dietitian. I know that can be expensive, or maybe you're like a young teen who doesn't really have access to seeing a registered dietitian. There are materials out on the internet. I've talked about her before, but Abby Sharp on YouTube, she is a registered dietitian and I absolutely love her. She has taught me so much about food and improved my relationship with food so much, and her videos are free. Like I said, kickstarting a health and fitness journey is a lot of trial and error, and you are going to have a lot of frustrations throughout this journey, and that's perfectly normal. I think it's so important to remember to take those frustrations in stride and just remember that it's very natural to have ups and downs when it comes to your health and fitness journey. This is a very up and down sort of journey. It's not linear. So just keeping that in mind, your health and fitness journey should be all about you and no one else. And trust me, when you focus on yourself and you do what is good for you when it comes to your workouts, when it comes to the way that you're eating, you will see the progress and changes that you want to see. That is it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I would love to hear your thoughts on Instagram. So shoot me a DM about your thoughts or comments you might have about today's episode. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at Morgan Flit Health. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, feel free to give the podcast a 5-star review and a written review, as it helps Apple market my podcast to more audiences. And make sure you are subscribed on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. I upload episodes every Tuesday, and like I said, I have some very exciting guest episodes planned. So stay tuned for those. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Bye, everyone.